agenda, the 2021 bridge inspection report from the New York State Thruway, which was on Brick House Road over the New York State Thruway. Most of those were thruway issues on that bridge. We just had a couple of guardrails or guide rails that might be under the town's responsibility. So I did forward those to possibilities to the highway superintendent. Dwell and control inspector report was satisfactory from the New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets. Another copy of a letter that was sent to the Catskill Police Department regarding the New York State Department of Transportation Municipality Partnership dark signals. I didn't know anything about that, but apparently most, if not all, traffic signals have availability of a plug-in generator, like if there was a longer period of power outages and so that. But again, DOT, New York State, is not really offering generators for those locations. But if you had a bigger high traffic area where it became a necessity, you know, those are available. So I wasn't aware of that until I got that correspondence, so that was good. And that's really all I have on correspondence. And first thing we have on continuing business is the summer recreation program. We have Jeff and Francis here tonight, so if you guys have the floor, we can discuss it or get it.
Well, I think maybe what we wanted to do is to update you essentially on, you know, what a conclusion that the board of the community center has reached is that we are no longer going to be running programs anymore. And we do not have a staff and we will not be running tables. So with that in mind, you know, we're obviously conscious that the town had delegated the responsibility of the summer rec to the Catskill Community Centre over the last few years, and we want to make sure that it continues to happen. So we didn't want to, you know, just leave everybody in the lurch. I think we wanted to sort of talk to you about how we can find a solution for someone else to take over funding for.
Yes. So we've had conversations with the Wheelhouse, which is a school here in town of Catskill. They have interest, but they have concerns, obviously.
I thought they moved to Carroll. The last time she was here, so they moved to Carroll. They're not in Catskill anymore.
Yeah, I'm misspeaking. They are in Carroll at this moment. They were in Catskill on Enbaugh. So they are interested in running the program. Their major concern, of course, is budgetary. They are not in a financial position to accept the burden of trying to cover that $23,000 gap between the funding that you guys have earmarked and the total budget of the program. So the community center has, at this point, become a branding agency of our own. What we've done is we've taken the proceeds from the sale of the community center and we have invested them to create an endowment. We are going to use the proceeds from that endowment to grant money to organizations and folks in the town and the village of Catskill who are doing programming and things that are consistent with the mission of the community center as it was when it was operating. So our hope is that this endowment of funds which has been invested will continue to generate revenue year after year that will benefit the town. And so we, you know, obviously we've invested the money at a time, and in the last few months obviously that hasn't, you know, the stock market's been on the wrong side of things. But, you know, over the long haul, we obviously know that the money will grow. The goal is to continue to get that to grow. So in down years, there would be enough extra money left over so that granting would continue, and then continue to grow that fund so that in perpetuity, the town would benefit from the sale of the building. And that's the overall goal right now where we're at. We are considering whether or not we will start that granting operation this year and maybe take some money from what we have left of our operating funds, which is not excessive, but, you know, we could take a small amount and start to do this grant work. But, you know, we have ongoing expenses, like, you know, we have to do an annual audit for the state, and we have to do, you know, purchase insurance for the board and that kind of stuff. Other than that, we don't really have major expenses, but we need this pool of money to cover the pool of money that's town's not comfortable with that, to be a facilitator and to give some guidance and oversight to whatever group that would come in, and if, you know, if you even want to flow the funds through us to them. But, you know, the bottom line is we just don't have the means any longer to be able to run the programs. We just don't have, we're not carrying workers' comp insurance, unemployment insurance, any kinds of insurances anymore, and we don't have payroll, we don't have staff, we don't have our executive director, we've done away with all of that, and it's strictly a board-run, you know, not-for-profit granting organization, if you want to call it that. So would we in the future grant some money to this program? In all likelihood, but we won't have enough money from this year to cover anywhere close to that shortfall, which is what the major concern is of everybody that we talk to about this program. So
I think it brought us another question, and maybe you can help us with this, is, you know, is what is the right venue for the summer rec program? Should it be part of the school? You know, they have facilities and resources. So we thought maybe actually this was a good opportunity for sort of opening up the question again, because up till now, well, since I've been involved in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had a bit up there in the park. There's been a bit of swimming at the golf club, which has happened at times when the weather's fine and we've got transport. And so I think it's, what is the best way to serve the kids of the town and village in the summer program? And is it a good time or a very good opportunity to rethink how that could be done?
So have you guys actively seeked out anybody else besides this wheelhouse?
No, we haven't, because we didn't even propose it before talking to you, because we thought it was important that, you know, we got your input, because it's you know, this is a town responsibility in a sense. And, you know, we took it on when we had the resources to do so. So we certainly, you know, if as Jeff mentioned, you know, we were able to help facilitate it, we probably, you know, ask another to give that land.
And I only say that because, right, as a municipality, right, we're stored with taxpayer money. My only objection to this is we know nothing about this wheelhouse.
Yeah, right? But
I would rather see with either the school or a church organization or somebody that we all know and have been around for a while. I mean, we asked this lady from Wheelhouse a lot of questions last, and she couldn't answer any of the questions. I mean, it took us down a path that wasn't very appealing, I should say.
Reassuring.
Yeah,
that's it. I mean, because it's like a longer, like I said,
let's not find a patch, let's find a solution.
Right. I think that's true.
And I was very happy to hear that you both are receptive of at least exploring what other opportunities and keeping Wheelhouse out on that, you know, as a possibility and possibly a good one. But maybe we should try to see if there's other community groups, and the school. I mean, Dawn, she's not here tonight. She's on vacation, but that was kind of like right.
The school is running a summer program now for kids.
For elementary. Because one of the things that we were going to, we didn't want to take any steps without having chatted with you guys. So one of the steps that we were, looking to take was to have a conversation with the school. Because prior to this whole incarnation, and I don't know how long ago it was, but the school used to run the summer rec program, and used to do a summer rec program. And I've been told by a number of folks who went to it and their kids went to it that's how it always went. And then somewhere along the way, the school just stopped doing it. You guys ended up taking it on. And then eventually when the Boys and Girls Club got reopened as a community center, they ended up taking it. I don't know whether the school will be receptive or not to possibly taking on the program, which in our opinion would be the best because they have the educators and the experience, they have the facilities. And that would be, if in a perfect world, if we had our way,
right,
that would be our way.
And the same way,
right,
to be honest. But it's a proven, it's within our community, it's a proven work, obvious organization. And you're saying they got the payroll, they have the educators, they have the facilities, and with that becomes the expertise on knowing what young children need.
But they also have the kids.
Right.
Right. They
because
know.
I see them 10 months a year.
Right. Right.
You know, they know the kids. So it's, you know, for us, that's the biggest, that would be the win-win for us.
Right. And I agree. And I think on the other side, when the children go there, they know familiar faces, too, from their community. And so when they go to Caro, they're not necessarily going to know the wheelhouse employees, and it puts them in a non-familiar environment.
I think to sort of set that aside, it was an idea, but I think, you know, it certainly was not something we were coming to tonight to talk, to discuss as a be-all and end-all, because we ourselves recognize that was, we were trying to find a fix to something, but we actually believe that's probably a better fix.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Very hesitant about that avenue.
Yeah. Well, the only reason that avenue had any traction with us was that the wheelhouse's intent essentially was to hire the gentleman that we had run the program last year and most of his staff back and have them work under the wheelhouse's direction. The thing we liked about having the wheelhouse's direction was they're not brand new. This is the folks that were running the school that Rob Kalin started, mm-hmm, out on his property, and then he left. Now he's starting his own school, and these are the people that he kind of evicted out to go to on their own, like, you know, take their school from his property somewhere else. So we were that's neither here nor there. But anyway, long story short, you know, they have education backgrounds. They're all certified. They're all accredited. And knowing that they had the ability to work with children, you know, because we did have an incident last summer, which turned out to not end up being anything major, but you know, we had an incident where one little girl said something that seemed was inappropriate or something with another girl that, you know, blew up. But but it takes somebody with knowledge on how to handle those things to be involved. So it was the only reason that they had appealed to us was because of their educational background and the possibility that with the same staff that was there before, they could offer them the guidance if anything like that happened. Again, this isn't ideal for us. Ideal would be the school coming back. If the school falls through, the thought process we had initially was to possibly just put out a request for proposal in the area and see if anybody came forward and said, here's our plan, here's how we do it. Obviously, nothing would be done without you guys because it's happening under your auspices.
So may I ask you, Pat, so your daughter's holding on.
You're trouble.
That's it. Sure. That's
what I have to do.
No, I got a lot of pressure.
That's what I'm trying to understand, because I don't have children. And that is, how is your daughter in a school program, and how do you apply for that? I mean, how did the children get?
Yeah, towards the end of the school year, they just applied for it.
There's a plan, and it covers just the elementary school age.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is.
But most of these children,
our kids were all elementary school
age. Yeah, so I think rather than feel we have to resolve it tonight, I think what the main thing we want to do is to A, get clear with you that we are not going to be, you know, we're trying to say how can we all rethink this so it works best for everybody and provides, you know, a professional environment that will, parents and children will feel safe having their kids spend the summer.
Summer recs, what, 5 weeks?
We did
seven
last year, yeah.
Yeah, we did seven, and there were 40. Well, we started at 45, ended up being 47 children through the summer. Mm-hmm. And I think only one or two were, you know, asked not to continue in the program over the course of the summer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, basically,
because it'd be nice if we can get the school involved, and then we can tie in Foreland. Because Steph's doing a lot of paintings and artwork,
yeah,
teaching there, and then ADI where they're dancing to call them out on the promise that they made when they first came to Catskill.
Well, if you can do that.
Maybe they can look in the extras.
I think it's time we throw that out to them and say, hey, remember these conversations we had when you came here? Our youth need you.
I'm all in if you can convince me, because I've had those conversations with them, so not on the community, and that's from the chamber's behalf. Yeah, those conversations.
Yeah, I saw something that Steph shared with some kids to do. So I think, what my perspective, I'd be happy to part of any conversation that you and I can be had, but we can be helpful trying to coordinate things as is appropriate.
And I think we got to move on it rather quickly too. I mean, before you have a plan in place next thing you know, it's going to be June and July.
You usually people start applying.
Yeah, I was going to say we're about 3 months from sign-up.
From sign-up time, so right. We want people to know, and I think we certainly don't want people to feel that there will be.
We got to have something.
Yeah. So our question to you guys is: are you comfortable with us going to the school and asking?
Yes.
We can go to school, and I can find out when Dawn's getting back. She just retired as a school principal, and she had mentioned about the school being involved with us. So from the town board, I think, if we can have Dawn represented, and I think we're going down the right path by trying to engage the school into the program. I think that would be the best case scenario if the school would take it over. And again, we could even... see what they have to offer, but if we had to offer a little bit of support with it, I guess we can do that. And I think there's money in the school districts for these type of programs, from what I understand, but through Dawn. So
do you want us to reach out to you and have Dawn contact us?
Give me a couple, because I don't really know when Dawn's coming back. She's in Florida at the moment, but as soon as I can get that information.
Should you have heard email address?
Yes,
If you do that, then we'll reach out.
I'll get your contact information.
Yeah, we've already had it already, but thank you.
And then if that avenue doesn't come to pass, we'll get back to you guys and let you know that the school, you'll know because they'll know.
And then we'll have to
discuss next steps, which we think would be to just put out a request for proposal and see if anybody comes back.
Right.
And obviously they have to be vetted.
I mean, Community Life Church might be it, because they got a nice facility up there with the gyms and things like that. So, I mean, that might be another avenue. Again, do they have the staffing? But, again, together, maybe we can get something.
Shakim is, responsible and ready to be
right.
He would be disappointed if he wasn't part.
Right, so if this, and I'm
but
and
the
school. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
So,
so if that failed at the school, we could get that. Maybe Shakim could come over, to another place, even if it is Community Life Church, and that would alleviate quite a bit of the pressures about the program with his experience.
I know the schools that, it's not your, what we're used to as a summer rec, but they have media camp where they go around and take pictures, not the barrel runs it. They've got a technology class, there's a carpentry class that the school's offering. So maybe if we
in a sense, that's sort of, I think, more perfect.
And it's on both campuses, so it's at the elementary and it's over at the middle of the high school campus.
Nice.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll do that. We'll let you guys know. We'll coordinate with Dawn and we'll see if we can come up with something. At this point, we don't. We would really not like this not to happen.
As a town board, we're committed 100+% we've got to have something for our children. And not only have to have something, that's what I want, a quality product out for our children. It's not about having it, it's about the experience and enjoyment for our children.
But it sounds like maybe we can come up with something.
Sounds really good to me, I'll be honest with you. I'm actually pleased on how the conversation went, so.
Okay.
I thank you, and I hope this is
very
important. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks
for
the solution.
Putting the time on this tonight.
Yes. Thank
you, guys.
Thank
you
very much. All
right.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, so we're talking HBO.
Yes, hi.
Where's Ethan?
Ethan is tied up in Claverhead dealing with a storm of sorts.
Gotcha.
So I'm Nick. I I'm another ALM. I basically do what Ethan does on the show. But I'm mostly a scout. I came in late because I was on another show with HBO down in Newport. So this is my first time meeting you all and having conversations about working with the town. So far, I love the town. And speaking about the kids, the comic book store in town just does a great job with the kids, keeping them up, whatever they don't do. You know? But I love that place. We met the owner, and he's just a really good guy. So I'm talking here about the opposite of kids, but seniors. And we're trying to film in the senior center rather quickly. There's a tech scout tomorrow, which we've looked at before, but tomorrow we'll bring in like, our crew to decide how we're going to move forward in creating our big adoption agency inside of the senior center. And the senior center would be offline for probably 4 days. But what we can do is we can create a filming fee that would allow them to get whatever they want, you know, ping pong table, pool table, whatever they want, you know. And then we'd offer insurance, and we'd probably turn kind of the main front room into a thing, and we're going to probably take over the parking lot a couple days. Probably just one big day, the actual filming day, but the other days are just
the issue. Yeah, the parking lot is shared with the tenants.
Yeah. The 13 guy.
Yes.
So I'm speaking to Jennifer, who's the property manager. Okay. She's super nice. I've worked with her before, and she and I will decide when to let the tenants know. And we would not stop them from parking because we just want the senior center side. I hate dealing with not letting tenants park, and we can absolutely make that happen. We have more than enough room to allow them there. The only tricky thing is we have another scene that takes place outside, which is on that fire lane. Mm-hmm. We want to park our car and have this exterior shot. We like that spot because you kind of see the town. And in our show, it takes place in this fake town called Millwood. And so between Saris and Hudson and Catskill, we've kind of made it a mix of what this town looks like.
Millwood,
yeah. But we rarely get to actually see the town. Because all of our show, it looks like it takes place inside or it's in a building. So when we do get a shot, we get to actually see the mountains in the background and the town below, they tend to like push.
That's forward. A good view right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good view, and I know we haven't really been able to get the parking lot down below, which I don't think will be an issue. We're mostly up top, but I don't think it's going to matter if we see our show as a modern show. It's not like we're filling it with period cars or anything like that. But with that turn, I basically spoke to Jennifer and talked to you guys now that I always want to keep a fire lane for a fire truck. God forbid, emergency service, whatever. So when we do the scene, there will be enough room for a car in the back. If we have to hold them for momentarily before they go inside, it'll be 10 seconds, you know. But we'll make sure that people can. And there's a back door in there, so we're going to shoot the front and the back so everybody can get into their house and we can shoot our thing. And it's only half a day of filming. It's not even a full day that we're there, but we'll be inside dressing the interior probably 2 days, and then we'll film for half a day, and we'll probably restore it for a day. So 4 days total, and then we create a compensation based on the amount of days of work, insurance.
So what's the compensation per day then?
So for prep days, it's usually $500 a day, and then for filming day, it was $1,000 a day, but because of the senior center, I propose that we just give them $4,000 all in, and that's basically like $2,000 for a filming day, and then prep days, and like a wrap day, or 50, whatever. However it breaks down, $4,000 all in. You don't have to break it down, but that goes to the senior center. They get to do whatever they want with it. Versus we decide, like, oh, this ping pong table looks right. Like we'll give you a ping pong table. And then if
Jamie, you need her there or not?
Someone will need to be, so our prep days are usually like 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's like 10, 15 guys and gals doing their thing, scenic scripts, construction, whatever they need to do, But we can provide either her or we can get a key, whatever you guys are more comfortable with. Or we just have I always say, like, it's a $4,000 filming fee plus labor. And we have, I know she has a kid, she's got to pick up her son.
Because that brings up the next point. Yeah. So you're gonna get $4,000 to the senior center.
That's what we proposed. Yeah.
But she's gonna lose 4 days worth of pay.
So right.
Somebody's going to pay her for the 4 days that she's going to lose. That could be at a later.
Okay.
Totally fine with me. She's nice, and her dad's the chief of police.
Right.
You can't mess with her.
Right. You can do that. Right.
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 Right. So, so she's looking for
if you
can have
a
point,
not many ways.
Yeah, exactly. And I bet it'll be using the cops on the day because of it just looks good to have a cop on site, especially when we're dealing with cars.
Right.
I just always feel more comfortable when they get to make the rules versus me. It's like I have a parameters from which we operate, but I like telling my film crew who likes to do whatever, like that cop said no. It makes my life a lot easier.
Right.
So that will let one have that. But I either
right. So you've got 10-hour days basically. So even at what is what you really needed the facility for on the prep days.
That's a good amount. And then so is this going to interfere with the Meals on Wheels stuff?
The only one that we is that they do pick up meals in that parking lot around 12. Is that, I mean, it,
no, on the prep days. And I don't think on the shooting days, if they got to do what they got to do, we'll figure it out.
Because that's only between right around quarter to 12 to 12 minutes over in that, that 45-minute period. I mean, if it really became a big obstacle, we'd wait, I'd rather not.
There's a transfer station for Meals on Wheels. They bring it there, and they repackage it and send it out to...
I don't want to stop. It's such a small shoot in the long scheme of things. It's like half a day of filming.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin the whole operation just for us.
Do you guys work over the weekend?
No. So I mean, if it's a small...
I wasn't sure if it was like a Thursday to Monday. I wasn't sure if it was a Thursday to Monday.
It would be the only thing that... So we don't have the shooting schedule yet. So when we get this... So tomorrow is the tech scout, which means that like all of our department heads, like Rick's camera, everybody will go into the senior center if it's approved tonight. And we will go inside and we will look at it and try to just get like an estimated time.
For tomorrow?
Yeah, so like our tech scout right now is scheduled for 4:35 to 5:05.
Tomorrow.
So I don't think Jamie is there that late. No. Right. So we would need to have someone there. Somebody just opened up for us.
Because I don't know what time there's meetings there at night as well. But normally when this once past this prep area, by 5 o'clock you're going to be vacating the building at the town.
Okay. Yeah, or sooner.
Okay.
Union rules, they have like 12 coffee breaks.
I mean, the only thing, there's only the Meals on Wheels drop off, that could be an issue. But again, if we had to move that for one day, I'd rather not.
And even if we're filming, I don't think they're, because of where they're dropped, we're probably going in and out of the kitchen. They're not seeing the kitchen, so they won't be bothered. And then if their truck needs to go through our set, it's so much easier to just let them go through than hold them.
Okay.
So
then we have to do a contract, some sort of thing with this tent, or what do you think on how the best way?
I'd like to see an agreement. It can be very, very short, but we should have an agreement. And the two things that come to my mind before the 4 days, we gotta lock in those 4 days. You can't, if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's, Thursday, that's got to be it, so everybody knows.
Yeah, right.
And then if Jamie's going to be there for whatever her normal work day is, I think that you should really have a person there. I'm a little uncomfortable just giving you the key,
Right.
So if Jamie's there for whatever block of time, and then if we come up with some other person, I don't know who it is, but
Jim Henry,
pay them $15 an hour or whatever, so there's somebody.
Right. We're really looking at like $250 a day on keeping somebody, because unfortunately, they're not overly paid, but for us to keep somebody on that, when we figure out all the other real expenses of an employee, we got to look at like $200, $250 a day for that.
So there's somebody there.
You got to have somebody there.
Open, close.
Open, close. The fire alarm goes off.
That's the best thing. It's like we need someone who knows the building, so God forbid, like smoke. Like we, one thing we talked to Jamie about, I think I talked to you.
About disarming the smoke.
So on the We're Very Movie show, so it has to look like atmosphere in the room and it catches the light and circulates.
Are you going to try to use the library in the back more?
That's our plan at the moment. We're not going to shoot in the multi-purpose room. We'll probably use that as like staging or video.
So everything's got to come out of that room?
And we'll just put it where all the chairs are.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I just want to know what they're doing.
And we can do it in a way, like if there are meetings scheduled during the time that we come in the evenings on the day that we're prepping, I can say, okay, we have to put it in the multipurpose room because they have meetings in here.
Correct. But they also, and if, in that, if you go into the multipurpose room, in that back is a spot where there's no chairs, so we have the line dance in there, oh, only one day, you can put it there.
No, but you can use the kitchen.
Or not use the building at all. We can just, it's only the building board. We can just tell them he was here.
Or you can do that.
Right. And don't go in the building at all.
Right. Because that, because some people have.
Agreed.
Some locations.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah. Some people have.
Exactly.
Do we have a rough idea of what this is going to be?
Yeah, so.
Because the clerk has a schedule of who goes.
Thank you, sir.
Up there.
So we have a tech scout tomorrow, and that will then go forward, and we should be shooting in the last 3 weeks of. So we don't know when this would shoot.
Yes, okay.
But because we're going through a whole board process and there's things going on, I know our schedule shift and all things go on, but I would love to just be like, hey, we need to lock it down. Okay. We need to lock it down sooner than later because things are planned and people have to be notified.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's not going to be the 14th because you already have something planned for that day.
So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yes.
So it's probably going to be the week after?
Hope so. I mean, again, it has to line up with, we have three other locations that day, and I think we're all going to shoot on Main Street, so it should all work out.
We're shooting winter scenes.
We are shooting winter scenes, yeah. We have to shoot the 395 Main, Sister Salvage, and then Senior Center. So we're all going to be in that little world. We'll probably end up using most of the Senior Center parking lot anyway, just to have trucks close
by. It's a big parking lot, take up.
It's pretty big.
Blizzard ability.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we're okay with it. And we're gonna draft up a. You have a few contracts that you've used in other places that you can send.
Ethan should. It should be the same agreement that Ethan has been sending, and it's the same.
Okay.
Sure. Well, it can be short, one page.
Well, we can't create it. The HBO lawyers.
Oh, okay,
so
all right.
I can send it to you when I get home.
Yep.
This is the town first. You can deal with the village on.
Okay, so same thing. It is one page. So here's a question. Are we going to be paying you or are we paying the Senior Center?
Senior Center.
Okay, so.
It would be Catskill Senior Center.
It's
still Catskill Senior Center, and it's still going to.
Okay.
We still control the books for them.
Sure. If
you want to make it, it doesn't matter. It's town of Catskill. You're contracting with the town of Catskill.
Regardless, because you own that book.
Correct.
So let's, whatever makes it easier, because our HBO accounting is incredibly, they're like, it has to be the same people.
Well, because Jamie works for us.
No, it's Jamie works for us.
Okay.
The building is owned by us.
So we should just.
And then we just designate that money in a different account once it's
out. I will send the agreement to you. And we also have a W-9, and we have an ACH wire transfer form, because we can't make sure those
things. Let me give you, I don't think my email's
on there. Okay. Yeah, so as long as the ACH and W-9
are available, I'll use them off.
Yeah.
And then, the wire transfer is super easy, it's free, you guys are charged.
Then they electronically bring the funds in?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then as soon as the agreement is signed, the town of Catskill will be insured. I'll get you a certificate of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this can all happen before we actually set foot inside.
Yeah.
Obviously not before tomorrow. But
the sooner we get it done, the better. I guess we're okay with that ordering. And then really, to be honest, we probably look at it's another $1,000 or $1,250 coming in labor.
What? Can you do six for the senior center?
6,000?
Yeah.
Let's see.
With everything done. I mean,
sure.
I can really even do the labor on that if we have.
Yeah, if it can be 6,000 with labor included.
Labor included.
That way I don't
have to
say plus labor.
No, we're not doing no plus. $6,000.
$6,000 we decided.
Flat for 4 days.
Because I think it's like with inconvenience, we're going to basically own it.
Right, because
it's just
because you're going to keep track of the hours and then.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
because
then it's
just
waste out
paid
for those.
The thing is, it's all going to go to help the seniors.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Let's do a six thing. Flat rate for the 4 days or whatever, And we're not going to hold your feet to the fire.
And it's going to be, and I think it's mostly during the day too, so it's not like going to create a lot of noise at night. I think we have, it's like, we lose light at 4 or 5 o'clock.
I said, we're going to rotate the meetings up there anyway. I think if we can do that, have them meet down here, if it works. For whatever meetings we can pull out of the senior center, yeah, and bring them here, or, you know, they have
it's close for those 4 days.
That's nice. Close for them 4 days. You have, yeah, they wanted the place. Yep. The seniors are happy. They all raise their hands, and, you know, they voted for you, so you're good.
Yeah. The only thing
but now we have, as a town board, we got to deliver it for them, so that's, I can't disappoint them.
Yeah,
you know, it's, we were talking about younger kids, well, sometimes it's the same. You know, their expectations are there.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if we have to talk about that, but we have like our own COVID protocols, and it's just easier if we're not mixing anything. So if we do one for 4 days, I know my team will be more comfortable, because they're going to be like, well, if there's seniors in there, is that a good idea? They won't be.
No, right. And there won't be any seniors in the building.
The only thing, I guess I could talk to Jamie about that, but because she would be close interaction, she would possibly need to test for this.
Yeah, we're, and I, we got to figure it out. We got a lot of, test kits here right now. So whoever we send over that's going to be with you that day. I mean, if you have a test kit that you prefer, we got our own test kits here. I'll make
sure it's just a filming day, because prep days usually are.
I'm willing to have another rep.
Yeah. We can wrap a tester in the morning, the first day, whoever's there.
Okay.
First day.
No problem.
I like it better. It's easier, because then it's like you have to schedule out, and then she's got to go out of her way to go get tested.
Yeah. No, we'll just do a rapid test, and I'm fine with that. I mean, we're here to protect everybody.
That's right.
Cool.
Well, thank you.
So, the motion to allow them to just...
Do we need a motion?
Well, yeah, I got to text my boss immediately.
Would perk.
Yeah.
The motion to allow HBO to use the senior center for 4 days in February.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
Thank you.
I'll let you know we're 99% home.
I don't know. You guys all, you have a 9-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. You have daughters. Your daughter's one of the show Pretty Little Liars, like the original show. This is
I watched it.
This is a reboot because HBO bought Pretty Little Liars because of their fan base, so that they can buy subscriptions for the HBO Max app or whatever. So I don't really know the show, but there's no like stars in the show. It's, well, I think it's the main girl, and then the like whoever's going to play the adoption agency, but nobody worth telling about.
You got a nice spot there, like say, where you're going to have the overlook in the.
Yeah,
and look at the village.
It's going to look pretty. You might have like a crane too that might bring it down.
You know, it's a sunny day or a nice sunset over the Catskill Mountains at that time of day. I mean,
yeah.
It's really a great park. It is a nice location.
No one knows.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys.
Would you have anything, or just.
Yeah,
we will shoot you a text or something.
It's what time?
Tomorrow. Okay, yeah.
Thank you
very much.
Right,
appreciate
so
what
it.
Time tomorrow?
4:30. I'll talk to Pat.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
All right. Cool.
Thank you. He's actually in Florida. So, yeah.
$3,300.
He's the fellow that did the...
And then if we didn't do the arch, it was $1,000 less, so it would be $2,300. The peak.
Right, it's got that dormer.
But does that include the removal when...
Everything's removed. I mean, it's there. Just take the frame off and you lace on a new canvas, basically, is what's going to happen. I mean, having the peak on that particular one, that's where it's more sewing and more material and more labor intensive. I mean, that looks nice.
It also catches a lot of stuff.
But nobody uses that outdoor anyway.
I'm saying it's a weight if you're
like me.
It's aluminum frame or some kind of frame. Jack said if you take that peak off, I think it looks nice, but it's going to be more.
Well, what I'm saying is the peak.
Right, for $1,000 less, is it really worth that?
Yeah, but will the snow take the whole thing down?
No.
Without the peak?
The weight. It's just not going to be a...
Right. The only thing that a slope does for you is when you first walk out, if it's raining, that, you know, it's going to push the water to the right and to the left.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what... Honestly, then I talked to some people, which I think it still makes the building look nice, but the next morning, is it necessary? I don't know. With being we got the frame there and the investment was already made, I'd rather keep another one in there, I think, at least now.
I agree, but if we can get it done for $2,000 instead of $2,300 instead of $4,000.
Right, this is correct. I mean, Jack did look at it, and he said he can, it's a little more work on our behalf, but Jack took a look at it today, and he said he can take that frame and take that peak off of there, and then extend it. Then we're going to really look at Ron Deek from Palom, though, because he's the one that told me that it would be $1,000 cheaper.
But technically, if we're changing the specs, then we should.
Right. Right. Give the other people.
What's is he using the same umbrella material as the other two?
Same. I don't know what material the fourth Dan was going to use, but then his price came in where it was, so it wasn't really. It's up to you what we want to do. I mean, I can go multiple ways.
Well, if you saw him, if you get it done sooner than later, if not, we got to wait until.
He's not going to get it done. Right, he's not going to get it done until after Memorial Day if he's in Florida. I mean, I can talk to Salisbury too.
Well, if we're changing, we're going to have to talk about Bolton now.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I just thought. I mean, if you guys want to look
at it. It's $2,000 cheaper.
Right. Yeah.
You've taken that off, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My only concern, as long as it'll last, as long as it doesn't have a peak.
It's going to last longer with a peak because you're not going to have, you're going to have less seams. It's going to be a straight run of material.
Right.
With a peak or without a peak?
Without a peak. You've got all this extra material that you're making a peak out of, and then... Frank, you got to sew that into the main one that's there, and that's Frank. That becomes a little spot that becomes weaker first.
Right.
So I would talk to the two of them and say, this is our plan, and I want your new quote. Okay. And then we'll decide.
Okay.
If we have that by the Wednesday meeting, we can make a decision and get this thing moving.
All right. I'll call Salisbury to the verbal.
Speaking of that, where's the lights on the Hublot site?
They're on my order.
No, the lights are there. We're waiting for our electrician, which... He recommended the lights through Wahlberg, which was fine. But now, I'm not an electrician, but I thought they were going to put boxes out in front, but they actually get mounted from the inside, so there won't be junction boxes on the outside. So it's going to be a nice clean
wires really through the wall.
It's going to be a nice clean look.
Right.
So, but I think we can, whether we get a 40-degree day, let's get it done.
And pressure wash, so you don't see where the old sign is. That looks worse now than it did with the old sign up there.
I was going to volunteer to do that, but it's been a little zero.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get it done.
Fire hose.
I know we've got the truck involved. We'll get a pressure washer.
Yeah, and I guess I got my own pressure washer.
I have a huge gas power that you guys might let you guys borrow.
Yeah.
It's hot water.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So we can do that, and I'll get a hold of the car and get them down here to do it. So, all right. So what do you want to table a little on the one?
Let's get the quotes revised, and let's hopefully the following Wednesday we can make a decision. All
right. Yeah, we got to make a decision on that.
I mean, Salisbury will come down,
and I think it's a good thing to me to call Salisbury on it too, and get their opinion on taking that peak off.
I mean, they're real money people, so.
Yeah. This guy, that's what he, it's one of his directors, that's what he does in panel.
Yeah, no, he does a good job.
He does do a good job. He did the rescue squad building for us 15 years ago.
I have a place that can do it, I don't care. It's just if we can save money and eliminate that peak and just have the same longevity. I just don't want to be doing this again in 7 years, 8 years.
In 7 or 10, you're going to do it again. Somebody's going to. That's what old Link's doing, not I.
We can put that up.
You never know, Paul. All right, so that's it.
You're going to be up.
Because in 10 years, we might have a new building somewhere.
Yeah, all the buildings will be the same, but what's not?
All right. What do we want to talk? Do we want to talk trucks? Or do you want to talk codes?
I think when Jack was looks at that truck, what it looks like, and we'll go from there.
I really not. I mean, I'm not in favor at the moment to buy the truck and then put a new.
I'm not either.
I don't know that was the plan.
Getting the truck, the pickup truck down, putting two boxes on it. That's for now, and then next year they want to take.
Yeah, I didn't know that part.
No.
They want to take the box off the truck and then spend another $8,000 putting it to it. So if we're going to buy it, I think we got to buy it.
No, if we were going to do that, we would have not sold Sean's truck, taking the box off, and put a utility box on it.
No.
Right.
That's a good point. It's up for auction right now.
Tell
them
a bit on it.
All right. So, I just feel with interest rates coming, going up,
right.
I think the chip thing.
I
think at the moment.
Speaking of interest rates going up and stuff, did we get an RFP out for building modifications?
What I do have is Gordian, I believe, is the name of the company, and they have all these contracts to the town of Greece.
Yeah.
And I talked to the guy today. I'm going to put a proposal together. And that'll actually write up the scope of work for the whole back here. We're talking insulation in the wall, windows, siding, and the foundation. So I think we're going to be, let's just see where that comes
right.
This, I think, is an easy project. I mean, I talked to the local, but the back, we'll work on that for sure. Okay. Just associations attend to that little off. And the aims of, that has been going to push in the budget to get that raise from 2009. There was no increase. That money is going to come directly from the state and not through the county. Yep, if this all holds true, yep, that's what they're saying. Bridge New York, which we're going to work on that soon to get the proposals out on that. But that's supposed to go from $100 million to $200 million in Bridge New York program. Again, this is all tentative.
Not the team. Change the subject again on the subject, but the sports betting in 15 days, the state brought in $23 million in sales tax in 15 days. That's where they're getting a lot of this extra money.
Right. And then the other stuff.
And then, that's a couple of years down the road, but I mean, they're pulling in some crazy freaking sales tax on these sports betting.
And this is kind of a segue going into the codes, Ted. Is that they were saying that the state, I don't know if I want to say mandate, but they want accessory dwelling units in everybody's codes because of the housing shortages. And it really, and I'm not saying associations of town wants that because it's really infringing a little bit on the whole rule, but.
Well, we're in it.
We're ahead. Because that's going to be something that the state, the affordable housing and lack of housing.
It's true.
It is true.
I mean, that was my problem before we did all of this. We were looking into building a new house and having a door come in low with us, but we couldn't put a separate dwelling on there. And it's just, I mean, it's crazy that you have all this property, but I could build a three-family house and rent out two other apartments, but I can't have two separate dwellings.
Right.
I mean, which makes absolutely no sense.
All right, Ted. Let's see what we're at with it.
You're not working.
I can't even open the setting on.
I don't remember. This is a little different than my other one, that's for sure.
Jack's $600.
No, it's the operating system.
Nobody uses paper anymore.
Ask Jared about paper.
Jared paid paper.
Ask Jared about paper.
Yeah.
Paper's expensive.
Especially with your red on it.
No. Color copies.
So I incorporated what we talked about the last time. Wasn't a whole lot. We'll start with signs.
Yeah, we have an issue with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we agreed at the last meeting that we were not going to limit any new signs. We never said we were stopping any new signs. We said we were not in favor of.
I guess that's a consensus, right?
Yeah, I have a huge problem with frequently people's ability to expect as far as, especially some seniors that own these properties that the billboards exist on.
So are we going to have them town-wide? Are we going to have certain zones? Are we going to have site plan review? Those are some questions.
What's the process now?
Well, we can leave it the way it is and we don't make any changes. I mean, right now, I don't believe. Let's see. I'll have to think about.
Also, what are state highways anyway, so it doesn't.
Site plan.
But could they end up coming into a different area? You know, do we have them into certain areas like you're saying into a commercial or?
No, it's town-wide.
It's town-wide. Yeah. So it could be a residential area.
I think they.
But it would need planning board approval for
but
that.
But in the 30 years, 40 years that these billboard signs have been up, there's not one planted in the middle of Jefferson Heights. I don't foresee one coming in the middle of Jefferson Heights anytime soon.
No, because I don't think they can, because the actual footprint that they need is bigger than what any setback would allow in a residential area like that.
Right. Yeah, it's a commercial use, so they would need a site plan review, I think.
And it's about business, right? We're trying to promote business, not. And if signs didn't work, people want to be putting them up.
Yeah.
No, that's.
I see some of those little
driving. We'll keep it the way it is. We won't make any changes.
I think that. I said more people are using the internet anyway.
But when you come into a town and you're looking for a place and you see the sign and say, oh, okay, I'm going to go there.
Right.
You come into town and you don't see any freaking signs, you don't know where the hell you're going.
Well, you guys advertise on
I look at it too, is there's some retired folks that own the properties, billboards are on. That's one of their only additional sources of income. And farmers have them in their fields.
Well, I like when I see billboards, I remember the old game, like 32, the game farm, and where stories, I mean, to help
the reptile place.
Right. Yeah. Remember the reptile place on the right, by the 32?
Yeah.
Junior Speedway, Carson City, Ponderosa.
32 was, it probably still could be billboard territory. Is that just what?
Well, it's a state, has the same on those.
Where am I sitting?
Just not one of the triangle of buildings, it's his.
Site plan review is for a commercial structure. Well, that's a commercial structure. Prior to the issuance of any building permit for any commercial building or structure, the zoning officer shall require the preparation of the site plan. So, okay. All right, that's easy. So keep everything the same. No changes. No changes. Okay. Let's see what's next. Streets and sidewalks. We change that to this is for a private road. This is for a new private road. Existing private roads are grandfathered. So a new private road, 24 feet in width and 30 feet including the shoulders.
Yeah,
right.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Never factored.
Okay. So that's that.
And that's we're spelled out right in grandfathering in there. I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
I don't think it's in there.
I don't think it's in there. Yeah, I missed it. I would like to put a sentence in there just to clarify.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I know it says all new roads, but I would prefer to see,
Okay. All right.
It just tightens that up.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. 15 kilowatts, so 15 kilowatts or...
Did we go to 15 or did we go higher than that?
I think we agreed on 15.
We went to 20.
I believe so.
Okay. 15 wasn't, yeah.
I mean, the new system, all the different lighthouses.
I think we went to 20.
Because you had discussion, the state was 25.
Right.
Yeah, 15, right.
You don't have to worry. So, you need a site plan review for large system, or a large system which is now defined as 20 or greater. You need site plan review for large or small if it's a ground system.
Right, ground mounted. That's
ground mounted. If it's a roof and it's below 20, you don't need a site plan.
That's correct.
Right? Is that?
That's correct.
Okay.
Question.
Yeah.
Do we require an exterior shut off?
I think that's part of the problem.
Is that or not? Because people doing designing their solar plants, and they have to check the town code to see if that's required. So I don't know if it's in ours or not, but it should be in ours.
There's no state required. There has to be something built in for them to shut. But even if there's a kill switch down the bottom, there's still power in the panels themselves.
Right. The contractors that were doing my layouts, and they had to check the town code to see if we're required to have an exterior shut off in the town of Castaway. He said some towns have it because it's safer for the first responders.
Yeah, just, Matt, and I don't know what all transpired, but he had I didn't know about it like an hour before, so I didn't go out, but he had a little meeting with the people for the panel of the fire department on code issues and things like that, and some of it was solar, so, what they should be looking at. I don't know where that conversation went or what the concerns were with solar per se, Fred, I guess the state tells you you got to have that the sides of the roof, you have to have it so the firemen can get on the roof and so much on the peak. So I think that's all covered in the state. But a shut off might be something, that's really where, I don't really give it any thought as a fireman.
It came up when they were doing my plan for my solar.
And they wanted to know if you had an outside shut off.
They said they had to check with the town code office to see if our town requires it or not. And I thought, I said, everyone doesn't require it? They said, no, it's not my town.
In my thoughts, if you're doing any kind of roof operation, you kind of have some kind of structure integrity, or you have a fire, you kill power to the house anyway. So having a secondary
If you kill power to the house, you're not killing the solar panel.
The same thing with the kill switch for the solar panel. You're not killing it. You cannot de-energize the solar panel.
Right, but you can
It's still going to be back.
Inside the house, there should be a back feed.
These are required on the outside.
Right, but I see what Patrick's saying. If it's a sunny day, then things are still generating. All them wires are still generating electricity until it gets to the kill. So everything on the roof, it's still going to be.
It's not a bad idea. It's just.
I was just asking because he said some towns have it, some don't, and I thought it was a good idea to have it just because it cuts all the power going into the house.
True. So the shutoff should be away from the actual panels.
It's going to get mounted right next to my electric meter.
Right.
If we require it in the town of Castle.
Right. Or if you have one in the backyard. You don't want the shut off to be
inside the house
on the ground mount. You want it to be some distance from that.
Yeah. I know the thought. I mean, I don't know this.
Yeah. It'd be easy enough to look at. I'll have to figure out the name of it. But the only thing is, right, is that something that the solar company can provide? Are we gonna limit people to be able to get solar now because of the restriction that we're making?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. That's the whole problem with the solar. It's driven by what they offer and their configuration and how they do it and set it up.
Right. There's
these solar is going to be tricky. I mean, back to the decommission plan on these home sites. Since our last meeting, I love the most of them.
Yeah.
One company.
recycles these.
But well, some put them in to make them, some only put them in if they're required.
And all you want
to
do is to make it until you
use
them.
Yeah.
So but did, so but did he send me? Did you send me the? You?
No, there is legislation in
of recycling. Some once. Did you send me the recycling? Somebody sent me. There's somebody who recycles them.
Yeah, it's in Arizona. One company in the whole United States that recycles these. So, because there's lead in them, there's silk in them. There's
if you're going to require the decommissioning, I mean, it's a good idea. It's a good idea.
There's legislation in the state right now that mandate that the company that puts it up has to come back and take it down.
If they're still in business.
If they're still in business, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's just a thought. But, I mean, it's going to become a problem.
Let's see what Matt can dig up with building code, fire code. Maybe there's something out there now.
For shut off?
Yeah, I know there's a, not a backflow, but I'll call it a backflow switch that would require that inside of that.
Right, just like when you have a generator.
Yeah. Same thing.
Right, it's an automatic switch, but when the power goes out, it trips it so that you can back.
The difference with an external one is you don't have to get into the basement of the house if there's a fire to shut off.
I mean, it's got to be. I can't say there's got to be.
Because like now, like my new solar panels have the internal reverters. There's no external inverter box outside.
Okay. And then the other thing we did is your thing that sits on the roof can't be more than a foot hot off the roof, and it can't extend above the peak of the roof.
Like I say, if you have that wall down the peak, it shouldn't anyway. Right. The barn.
Short-term rentals. I adjusted the date that the permit expires.
Right.
So there's going to be stagger. There's going to be a stagger. It expires a quarter after the first year anniversary of the date of the permit. The other thing is you're going to have to do at some point is set up fees. And once this gets adopted, you're going to there's
what fees did the village set?
$375 and $150, or $350 and $175.
$375 and then $150.
Okay. It's $375 for the permit and then $150
for each inspection. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. $150 for an inspection?
And then it's just...
I thought that was kind of... That sounds low.
I think so. When you look at what it costs you for somebody...
We only charge $50 for a fire inspection of a car.
That's probably too low, too.
Yeah.
We got it down to $25 an hour straight up without any social security in there, and you got to manage retirement. You got to have a vehicle driving up there. You make it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to make money, but I don't want to lose money.
I also don't want to make the fees impressive for people that actually.
No, if it doesn't.
If you do $250 a year, holy shit, that's
a pass through.
That's 10 cents a day.
Right.
Well, it's a pass through to whoever's
right.
Running.
10 cents a day.
Right. It's a pass through, exactly.
Right.
I mean, because if we don't break even on it, then you're really saying to everybody else that we're subsidizing.
Well, right. The reason I just wanted to stick with the same fees in the village was to keep everything congruent. How does the village cover their expenses?
There's less places to travel.
I've
the village, less time.
I'm just
but I could go from here to there to here to there in the village and one day and probably do half of them. Whereas in the town, you're going all over freaking God's creation to get there.
True.
I represented somebody this week that sold a multi-family house, and they was renting out one for an Airbnb. They need $36,000 in 1 year.
Yeah, it's big business.
That's so, what we're gonna. I mean, $250 is like a.
That's not even a blanket of the eye. That's like thanks for coming out.
Right. Yeah. Right. There were ads appearing somewhere that on. Because all now it says is a reasonable cost.
Yep.
I mean,
you're right.
All right. Okay. All right. You're talking monetary fine because there is language in there
revoking their CO or something, wasn't it? Or I think of something different.
Yeah. It's the last sentence on here. Yeah. Yep. No, you're right. Okay. All right. Good. I'll have the issue somewhere.
Are you over here, Paul?
Huh?
You over here is up in the document.
As far as the that's what you're going
to call it. You tagged it as a tab? Or the...
Well,
the
judge has to.
Well, or can you collect these without going to the court?
Home, so you look at the definition for mobile home, which I
having to go and read through the
report. But isn't that what he was talking about?
If it's
a fix. So if you just put a skirt around it, that's not a fix.
No. That's right.
You have to put it on a foundation.
When he came to the meeting the other day, he said the state was passing a new law that said a mobile home can go anywhere that a house is going.
Correct.
Right, but you got to put it on a foundation.
That's not true, though. It has to be permanently affixed to the ground.
Right.
So a mobile home, I've got to change my mobile home definition, because a mobile home says it's transported to the site and it's temporarily or permanently affixed to real estate. So we got to take out permanently affixed, and it's going to be
temporary.
So if they're keeping the wheels on it, or if they're keeping...
A lot of them takes the axles off of these, though, when they mount them even in a trailer.
If it's not attached to the ground permanently, it is a mobile home.
Right.
If it doesn't have a foundation.
Or just not attached permanently.
Because, a lot of these, these places, they put a slab down, and then they take the tires off, and then...
I'll change the definition of a mobile home if it doesn't have a foundation. Then it gets treated as a mobile home. If it has a foundation, it gets treated as a manufactured house.
Right, and then an average slab, that's not a foundation.
Right.
A foundation is when you have brick on it.
Right. Back to what he was saying, this is what we're going to come up against. So we might as well be prepared now for this.
Right.
Because of what the street is saying,
the
trailer can go anywhere that a house is going.
It can, but it's not a foundation.
Minus existing deed restrictions.
Right, or you don't think so?
No. Can't put one because the deed restrictions is in a wildland
park. A deed restriction is something that's already part of
Correct. Of
the development. That's a different thing, right?
That's not for us.
That's not our code. That's that development thing.
Correct.
The deed community and things like that.
Well, you can't put one in
wildland park, and I think there's deed restrictions.
So that's the clarity on that. So if it's affixed to a permanent foundation, and I took those words right from the state code, affixed to permanent foundations. So if it's not affixed to a permanent foundation, it's going to be a mobile home.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Good. And let's see. The only other thing I think is height. We came up with a maximum height requirement, and if you look at 160.17, which is all the way at the end of 160.17, it's in the lot, in the yard and lot requirements. So. Highway, commercial, and industrial are 5 stories, and then everywhere else is 35 feet. So in other words, your residential zones and your general commercial, which is your Main Street commercial, is 35 feet. Your highway, commercial, and industrial is 5 stories. Is that what you talk about?
Yeah.
5?
That's saying
something.
That's
50 feet.
You're happy with that?
What do you guys think?
5 feet, 6 feet, or 5 stories, 6 stories?
No, I think that. I'm okay there. I'm just saying it's 3 too much for the residential. 3 stories.
That's what we have in the village, right, Patrick? 35 feet?
Yeah.
In the village.
Yeah.
You think that's okay in the RAs?
Yeah.
No, I don't care how wide they go. I don't put it through.
Oh, by the throughway, yeah.
But that's we're going 5 stories there.
Yeah, but so now is Astoria? Is that? That's all highway commercial.
That's highway commercial. Yeah. That it ends right there. That's highway.
Well, that's
the end of the rope. So
that's the end.
Story. They are in highway commercial.
That whole road's
done? No.
Because that's all you have on that road is businesses.
Yeah, but then it goes into general commercial or whatever. But it goes from like the car wash or right there all the way to Astoria. You got the map there.
Is that the length? Is it Astoria?
I think that's about it when I seen it. I can check it on my...
I think that's right, because there's Park Lane is right across the
street.
Right. And that's also inside the triangle. It's by way of
commercial. That's right.
And on the firehouse side, it's not. It's red.
Yeah.
It's right there. I mean, that's
where the line
is. I mean, as long as it's all one property there, too. Yep. I mean, I think it is all one piece of property.
So I think that's it. So I have a couple things to do if I...
About the Riker pump thing, if you got to put that in there. I mean, that's a little different, but it's still...
Yeah, is that all right? Did you...
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
My one question is the clarity on who owns that Riker pump after it's installed. It should be put a Casco. We own all our existing Riker pumps.
I don't know, did we address that in there? I don't remember. I'll have to...
I don't know if we addressed who owns it, but we definitely addressed the maintenance of it.
Town owns it. Okay, all right.
The maintenance of it. I don't know if we own it. Right?
So,
we own all the
maintenance.
Right, we own it if they give us an easement.
If they give us an easement.
Right, but these guys should
hear that for that. Yeah,
that's
right.
It's addressed.
Okay,
right. If we have the easement,
we own it. If they don't give us an easement, they have to do it themselves. They own it. Which is the way it should be.
It's a little, just because the only reason you want to own it is because you can control what's being hooked to your sewer system.
Right, but they don't want to give us an easement.
They want it all to be the same, too.
They don't want to give us an easement. They can't connect. That's pretty plain and simple. If you want to connect, you have to give us an easement in order to put a grinder on. If you don't want to do that, you cannot connect.
I think the way that this reads, it pretty much
implies
that. You know what I mean? Who's going to take that expense and have to maintain this and that? Give the easement and be done with it. It's basically what
just the big thing, because it's the control over what's feeding your sewer system, and you want some of the knowledge of what people are attaching to.
It's resolving like what happens when these grinder pumps of new construction or people that don't have them now.
Because they're going to need them on the Carl property.
It's taking them over from the district and putting them on the homeowner as the initial purchase is what's happened.
I mean, they'll be putting commercial ones in over at the development side of the property on the Carl side. And I'm sure we're going to want to have control over that.
But it also says the cost of the grinding pumps will be at the expense of the district.
If you give an easement.
No, it doesn't say
no.
That now? No, I thought we were going to change that.
No, the second paragraph, first sentence, for district extensions, cost of the grinder pump shall be a district expense.
For district extensions.
Extensions.
Yeah, if it's not a district.
But the next sentence says the property owner must grant the district an easement for construction and maintenance of all new...
Yep, grinder pumps.
Grinder pumps.
The sewer district would be responsible for maintenance and repair of the grinder pump systems. If an easement is not granted, the property owner is required to install said pump and will be responsible for purchasing, installing, and maintaining the pump.
Right.
For district extensions.
Yes. Right. That's like if another development came in, or 20 houses came in, and then they wanted to extend the district.
Yeah, that would be outside the existing sewer program.
Right. That's only if it's a new extension of what we already have today. And then it would, because then it should really be included in the new extension, should be paying for that, not the existing people. Just like we're doing up on
what do you do for somebody that's existing and doesn't have a grinder pump yet?
I'm still not settled on this one.
Okay.
The district's extension. It should only be paid for, maybe we said I missed it, but this is Leeds and Jefferson Heights, right? So now we want to go into the town of Athens. This will be a new district.
Correct.
Whatever cost for that new district should just be solely on Athens.
Right.
Not Catskills District.
Right.
Am I misinterpreting what's here?
I see what Pat, that's what I want. I don't know if it says that here. If there was an extension, like you said, we're going to put on a new
device. But
don't forget, Athens has to come to you and say,
right,
hey, we want
just,
to.
Yeah, I was just using that as an example for an extension.
Yes. I understand what you're saying.
But it shouldn't be the whole district paying for it.
Right.
it should be known that it uses the new district,
Right. It's just like post-ad super district. Right. We're doing the extension there. Right. They're responsible for that 100% of that expense.
Right.
But the cost will be borne by the new
cost
district.
Cost of extension.
Will be borne by the new district.
Let me come up with some wording.
And then once they're part of the district, then everything, they're all under one umbrella, but they will, people in that district will have whatever debt associated with that as an addition to being part of the existing sewer district.
Right.
Isn't that covered in 12A?
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah. Because they have to petition the board to become a user or to allow into the district.
Yeah.
So they would have to follow 12A. Yeah.
So the county planning board meets on the third Wednesday, which is the 16th, and I would have to get everything there 10 days ahead. And today's the first, right?
Yeah.
This 6th is Sunday.
The 6th is Sunday. What's his name? He's
not going to...
He's
tough. No.
Rich. Rich is...
That's super March.
Rich is... So, you know, I mean, I've had a little bit of work. I don't have a lot of work, but I have a little bit of work. So I would have to get it done by Friday. You guys would have to look at it. Everybody would have to look at it by Friday. And I got to get it to him by 4 o'clock on Friday. So that's... So that's pushing.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
You want to work on with Super March?
And that's not a bad idea. So we made some changes. You type it up again. Yeah. Shoot it to Teresa. Let her run past her board again.
Yeah.
Well, we have this open. Should we also discuss where we'll dispensaries?
We'll be heading into Highway Commercial.
Yeah, that wasn't there.
Yes. Oh, I wasn't at the list.
No, he wasn't at the list.
Yeah, the Highway Commercial.
Highway Commercial and Industrial.
And we dealt with the few places in Jefferson Heights. Is that somewhere?
So the map, we're gonna change the map. The problem with the map is it's very hard to see, and there's words that are going right over what we're gonna change. We're gonna change,
Do you know who made this map for us?
It doesn't stay on the ledger below.
Who is that? What is that?
That's probably my signature.
No, this right here?
No, that's Cloud Harbor.
Cloud Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cloud Harbor did everything.
Okay. So... Delaware Engineering is in the buildings, and I think that's really charging $600.
Which I
know is not. It's not just about office space.
It doesn't even show what the role of the parcel are. You can't even. They're so tiny.
But I think we should put it kind of commercial. And
they don't do it anymore.
They don't do it anymore.
No. They did the villages, and now they don't want to update the village. So I got to get Delaware.
Where's the starting for the car washes?
Holy God.
They have all the software, they have the
transfer. I stopped from the car wash to a story. But those in between, and you got to stop what they're doing. It's like in Hudson, the next, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's true, right? It's true.
That's
what they mean. Well, what I'll have to do is I'll have to figure out the tax map numbers.
Yeah.
And we'll put that, so there's no question, because if you look at this map and you can't read the friggin' map.
No, I can't.
We'll have to,
There might be one up from Mid Hudson. That's there. There's an office on that side too.
Yeah, Monica.
And she's further up from Mid Hudson. She's across from Wild Wing. Wild Wing.
No, you said there's people using the office. I just said she has an office right there.
You want to go up to
the liquor store.
The liquor store.
I think that's it.
What's the big deal about allowing both sides of that road to be commercial?
All the way up through?
Yeah. As long as you only allow out the lots that are adjacent to the highway.
Well, yeah, you would call out every time.
Yeah.
Well, it's all residential.
Yeah. Not really. Actually, on that road itself, there's more rentals and businesses than there are people living.
Well, between the liquor store and Pooters or whatever you call
it,
they're the only commercial is the funeral home, right?
And the law office.
There's a couple law offices. A
couple of doctors in there.
Yeah,
but those are permitted. Those are permitted. They're permitted uses there, though.
Yeah.
You got offices. Doctor.
Where Liz lives, the doctor's office.
Doctor's office. You got
but those are permitted in a residential area.
What I'm saying is, really, there's not a lot of residential homes left that are just street residential on that highway.
I don't know.
And if somebody wanted to build a new gas station or a Quick Check or something.
Yeah. That would really change the whole dynamics of the area.
It's a historic residential area.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to make that.
I wouldn't like it if I lived up there.
No, I wouldn't either.
Well, I do. We're going to be building a hotel down the street.
Just saying, this being we got all that commercial to that spot.
Right.
I mean, that I think you should.
Well, you got a commercial past that spot, right?
Yeah, but look, you got gas station type of things. It's not an office or a doctor.
And right across the road from the liquor store is that Mid Hudson? There's nothing north of Mid Hudson on the east side of the road.
Yeah, there's the funeral home and the
law.
They're private residences.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Then it becomes residential.
So we stop at Mid Hudson.
I think
on that side.
They might Mid Hudson might have one worth parcel west that they use as a
new
office.
Yeah.
They have another office.
Used to be Frank Porto's son.
That's a
house.
There.
There's a house and then there's their house.
Right.
They have a shared
driveway.
We're making to stop at the Big Hudson, at the main building. Just so it ties all that in, and because right now it's crazy. I think it's crazy. But I don't think we want to start putting all the way up through Jefferson Heights. I mean, I would
let Stewart's run. Stewart's
coming?
It is.
Good.
Where are they coming?
That's going to be a choice.
2022.
Really? Where?
Across the street from where they are now.
I heard it was sooner than that.
Well, they'll be in front of us this year.
Winter, you mean?
No.
Throughway entrance.
You know where Stewart's is now?
Yeah.
It's going across the street.
A big one.
Yeah. I see.
No, across the street from the current Stewart's.
Yeah. Yeah, the IDA property.
Oh, I got you. The old hotel.
No.
Where the tourism
is.
Oh.
Everything else good?
All right.
Anything else, Terry?
Nope. That's good. Thank you.
Any executive session stuff? We're good tonight. Good. Let's make a motion to close the meeting, please.
Motion
by Patrick.
Second
by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.